Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN, all across the nation, all across the world. Today's guest, a great patriot, a citizen, Arizonan, right there on the border, 30 miles in, and he's watching what's going on a daily basis and speaking out and letting others know. Richard Humphreys, welcome back. We're happy to have you with us. I'm going to just play a little game here for a moment.
All right.
Today, in the major paper here in Salt Lake City, talked about the war chest as its lead article for Senator Bennett. Now, I thought that was an unusual big article. I would have, as far as the lead article, I would have preferred if it had spoken about the six soldiers that had lost their lives in Afghanistan. I believe that's important. I also would have hoped that they would have spoken about Mr. Rosas again and his death in the line of duty. Or just think what it would have been like if 7,000 people murdered in Mexico along the border in 2008. Countless folks, ladies and gentlemen, do not know that fact. They do not even comprehend the mayhem, the horror that is ongoing 30 miles away from where our guest today lives. Listen to this article, and this is an article appearing on July 31, 2009, and Cindy Carcomo is the author, and it is found in the Orange County Register. And it starts like this. Then there was a shooting rapidly. I heard four space shots. Bang, 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 bang. Then there was a shooting rapidly. Three or four. Bang, bang, bang. Just as fast as you could shoot. I could not see anything because of the hill. Still, I called the Border Patrol, reporting what I had heard. And this is a Minuteman. His name is Britt Craig. He is a veteran of Vietnam War, and he wears a patch for the eye he lost in the service of the United States in Vietnam. He describes his work now as sort of a neighborhood watch, but he dedicates much of his life to going to the border area in and around Campo, and I think this would be closer to the California border, but I could be wrong. Maybe you can correct me on that.
No,
anyway,
that's where
I think it is. And
it's on the California border, yes.
He is still going there as we speak. Does it make you cry a little? It does me. And then he talks about, his commitment and his need to do this. And he talks about in the daytime in this very rural, rugged area, there are people who hunt and maybe use some target practice there. But at night, a shot like that is a very bad thing. There is a Minuteman on the border in California named Britt Craig. And he called the Border Patrol into action because he's a Minuteman there watching for you. And there's a section in this article that takes great pains to tell you that the Minuteman activity is much diminished since 2005. And, of course, there were elements that infiltrated there that, you know, were not good for the effort. And so it's had hard times in getting people to respond. Anyway, I'm not so sure that I liked all of that input into the article, but I loved the quote from Britt Craig.
And today, here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
So, we have a Minuteman. We know his name, Britt Craig, a Vietnam veteran who lost his eye in the war, out there on his watch, and he called the Border Patrol after he had heard the shot. And I thought it was interesting, Richard, in the article it said, Border Patrol agents could not confirm Mr. Britt Craig's call because the FBI is investigating the fatal shooting. The FBI did not return calls for comment. Mr. Craig, who wears a patch after losing his eye, describes his work as sort of a neighborhood watch. So the time is yours to speak about the Minutemen, your involvement in it, and then a little bit about this horror and terror along the border that we don't hear in our newspapers. Go ahead, please. Have we lost our caller? Mr. Humphreys, are you there? Maybe not. I wonder what happened there. We'll try to check that out, and we'll go on here for a minute and see if we can get him back on. So Let's see if we can let them know we're looking for him, okay? Oh. Mr. Humphreys, are we looking for you? Maybe we can get you back on and respond to that question. If we could turn our thoughts a little bit to just how is it working, ladies and gentlemen, and do each of us have any kind of responsibilities? Mr. Humphreys, there you are again.
Yes, I'm back now.
Okay, we're glad to have you. I was just wondering, talking about Mr. Craig and his commitment, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen, what if he hadn't heard the shots? How much longer would Mr. Rosas have been, you know, not accounted for, whatever. But I was pointing to the article wherein it said that the Border Patrol agents could not confirm the call about the idea that they had received it, or within 3 minutes, as he indicated, they were underway and checking his call out because the FBI is investigating the fatal shooting. And I wondered why it wouldn't be that the Border Patrol would be investigating the shooting rather than the FBI. And, of course, when the article was written, the date July 31, the FBI would not return the calls for comment. That was my question to you.
Well, it's fairly common. Matter of fact, it's very common for when any kind of an incident of any importance at all happens with the Border Patrol, it's investigated by another agency because they are afraid of the Border Patrol covering something up, perhaps. So, you know, they won't. I'm an ex-cop, and a long time ago when I was a city cop, then a state cop, it was the same thing there. When you had something that happened in your organization, it wouldn't do to have your organization be the only one that would investigate it, because perhaps there would be some biased results. So that, I'm pretty sure that's what was happening there. But I'm glad we brought up the Minutemen. I helped Chris Simcox and Jim Gilchrist organize the Minutemen several years ago. And we had people from all over the United States show up in Tombstone, Arizona, which I live about 20 miles from there. Thousands of people. And it was great. It was tremendous. But as the years had gone by, and a newspaper reporter made this comment to me one time, and what he said is all too true. The novelty wore off being a Minuteman. This country has so many people that just won't stick with, for whatever reason, things that are very important. You know, one of the problems, and this is kind of a funny thing to think about, and perhaps it might put a slightly bad tint to the Minutemen. One of the reasons we lost so many people over the years is because if a Minuteman mission is successful, that means you're on the border and no one comes across because you're there. But that's boring as the dickens. All you're doing is sitting out there drinking coffee, trying to stay warm or whatever. And there's no action, and it's just boring, and a lot of people can't handle that very long. They want to see some action. So that's another reason that we lost so many, but the novelty wore off. But, you know, every time I send a, not every time, most of the time when I send a fax to any of my elected leaders, I invite them to come out here and let me show them the reality of the thing. But as far as the Minutemen go, they have always been a neighborhood watch. That's the whole thing. It's just that the Minutemen saw our country as their neighborhood, not just their backyard. Because all the Minutemen ever do, in spite of what a lot of our adversaries would like to claim is not true, all we did was we got on the border and we watched. And if we saw something suspicious, we reported it. If we saw somebody that really needed help, we gave them water, we gave them medical attention, but we always called the Border Patrol. And what in the world could be wrong with that? But we have lost thousands of people. In addition to that, other groups sprang up across the nation, not only along the border, but some of them in the interior of our nation, that called themselves Minutemen. And they really weren't part of our organization, but there was nothing we could do to keep them from using the name. It wasn't a copyrighted name. I don't know. So.
Well, I guess today I would say hats off to Minutemen, a certain amount of respect and regard is extended to the family of the Border Patrol agent gunned down by another nation on his own soil. I think we don't think in terms of actually how that can affect us. We don't maybe enlarge our hearts enough, or something about this border situation. Campo, California, is known as the corridor for drug and human smugglers. It's a very, very important spot of our nation. And how could that be so, you know, put over there and think, well, we don't know why that is? I would hold the United States government totally responsible for an inability to do one of the rules that is actually listed in the Constitution, right? They're supposed to protect our borders.
That's right. Well, Barbara, there was an incident just a couple of weeks ago that got almost no media attention. There was a small group of Border Patrol agents on the border in New Mexico, close to the Arizona line, and they saw a group of illegal aliens, obviously, with backpacks, which it usually tells you they're carrying drugs, and so they, of course, had to check them out. But as they were approaching the group turned, and at least one of the individuals, maybe more, started firing a gun at the Border Patrol agents. And the Border Patrol agents fired back, but by this time the Mexicans were pretty much back into Mexico, and evidently no one was hit. But that got very little attention. Now, a couple of months ago, several months ago, here in Arizona, a truck pulled up on the border with ramps and put the ramps on top of our what we call a vehicle barrier, which is a low thing made out of railroad rails, and two pickup trucks came over the ramp into the United States, and we have surveillance equipment that notified our authorities that this was happening, so they got there before the trucks got very far into America, into Arizona, and these trucks saw the Border Patrol show up and also the sheriff's deputies, and turned around and headed back to Mexico. And when they got there and the Border Patrol was behind them, someone from within Mexico started shooting at our Border Patrol agents who were still in Arizona. In this instance, our Border Patrol agents simply took cover and did not fire back, which is something I'm not real crazy about. But that got almost no media attention. We were being shot at from within Mexico. But I don't know. I don't know. Go figure, lady, go figure.
You know, I really, with the first thing I guess I would say, is the lack of investigative reporting. Journalists down along the border with this absolutely incredible story, and major newsprint not being all over this on a daily basis. You know how they feed a story and they just keep going with it, and you hear it so much you want to run away? If they did anything at all to publicize what is going on at the southern border and in that area of Mexico, our whole nation would be informed.
That's right.
The fact that they do not choose to do that is very frightening indeed, because guess what? Cameras could even show that. Aren't there satellites going over that area?
Well, we have a lot of ground cameras. Millions of dollars have been spent on our surveillance equipment that we have installed on the border. So, yeah, no, there was film taken of this. We do have proof that this happened. We have film. But back to the media just a second. A friend of mine who lives in Sierra Vista and I have been working on our newspaper here in Sierra Vista. It's a fairly good-sized community.
I've been to Sierra Vista. You've got a long, broad kind of a big street that goes all along, right?
Yep.
Fort Huachuca clear to the other direction.
That's right. But anyway, we've been working on the hierarchy of the Sierra Vista Herald, the newspaper, about reporting on the border, and by gosh, they have gotten a lot better over the last few months. They're printing a lot more good stuff than they used to. But our Arizona Republic, the newspaper in Phoenix, and our Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, they are so liberal, so biased. When they do print something about illegal immigration, it always puts the illegals in some kind of a compassionate role, you know?
That's the way it is here.
Sob stories, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's exactly the way it is here.
And, Don, there's something to be said for this compassion. What I've learned, and I learned it years and years ago, that if you really are serious about solving this problem, you can't treat these illegals as individuals, because there is some kind of, I don't dislike them at all. Most of them are darn nice people. But they're here illegally. They broke our law. They shouldn't be here. They're taking jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you just really have to kind of steel yourself and do what needs to be done to solve the problem.
We'll be back shortly, and we're going to talk about some of the gangs and the gang activity and how it's coming into our nation.
Right.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, Mr. Richard Humphreys, dedicated to a cause. In doing radio work, Mr. Humphreys, for a number of years and a lot of different topics, I would always hold and still do that illegal immigration is the number one issue. And of course, we have serious wars ongoing and all of that. And certainly now financial concerns and a lot of new legislation being hammered through very, very rapidly. And we have known now that our new president, Mr. Obama, is very, very, very sympathetic to an amnesty and certainly a lot of his actions. Joe Gazzardi, you probably maybe have looked at his latest article.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
July 31, 2009. He refers to the fact that our President Obama and his family are packing their bags, and they're on their way for a holiday at the end of summer at Martha's Vineyard, and they're planning to rent a $20 million house. And, of course, this information is documented from the Telegraph, July 28, 2009. And he reminds us that most Americans are having a stay vacation, meaning that their pocketbook cannot afford such a wonderful activity in August, getting the children in school and covering some of those expenses might be very serious. Also in the article, he reminds us of the coverage for illegals in this health care package. So all of us need to look at that very carefully. But now to the very, very big threat of the gangs and the drugs and the human trafficking. If you could just enlighten us a little bit of that on a daily basis, how that's impacting us, take it away.
Well, I really don't know firsthand anything about the gangs. It's just what I've been reading lately, but everything I am reading shows that it's certainly escalating. One figure that's interesting is that this includes the gangs, but it's certainly not really just to them, is the people that our Border Patrol are arresting, and of course they run background checks on every one of them. The number of the people that they're apprehending now that have a criminal record used to be 10%. It's now up to 16%. And that's the people they're arresting. Now, we figure, and any Border Patrol agent will tell you, that they don't know how many get away as opposed to the ones they arrest, but they figure it's at least three. They figure for everyone they arrest, at least three get by. Well, I think we can safely assume that the ones that get by have about the same percentage of criminal records as the one we catch. So that means we have thousands of people still pouring into this country weekly, and 16% of them have criminal records. But what is scarier than that is that more and more of them are members of the Salvatrucha gang, the MS-13, who are incredibly violent. They have tattoos all over their bodies, and they rape and rob, and they not only have pretty much taken control of our border concerning the entry of drugs, but now they're also reported, I can't prove this, it's just what I've read, they're working with terrorist groups and bringing in, for a great deal of money, a terrorist. So, yeah, the drug problem and the gang problem all tied together are very, very significant right now.
Do you have any idea about how the citizen of Mexico who would like to have a normal lifestyle in Chihuahua or Juarez or wherever, and what kind of fear would permeate if what we hear and read is true? And I would like to also suggest that the M3 report from former Border Patrol agents has been very helpful in getting the information. Yes?
Yeah, is that Mike Cutler?
No, it's another group. I've interviewed the gentleman who had that begin with the translation and all of that. I'll think of his name in a minute. I think it's Sundberg, but I'm not quite sure right now. But I think it's about 2.5 years that they've been translating.
Right.
And it's really helpful to hear what they're saying in Mexico, you know.
Right. No, I get that every almost on a daily basis. I get that sent to me as well. And it's amazing what's going on.
Have you seen that published in the paper? I know that there are citizens here in Utah that have actually distributed that to the legislature, to maybe the governor. They have tried to get committees that are dealing with immigration aware and apprised of that capability.
I've never seen it in the paper. You know, let me interject something here, because I don't know how much longer we have, but what I'm about to tell you I think is very important. Our leaders keep talking about how broken our immigration system is and we have to fix it. Well, now, here's a good example. Our Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he and his deputies find groups of people, or sometimes just individuals, that are here working illegally. And he turns them over with an agreement he has with ICE, to ICE, and they are the ones that then deport them. Well, starting just a few weeks ago, ICE has this new policy. And Sheriff Arpaio was joined by Sheriff Babu, the sheriff of Pinal County, and they did a big sweep, and they arrested more than 70-something illegal aliens. And ICE refused to accept them because, not a lot of them, because they had committed no crime except sneaking across our border.
We'll go to break here and we'll pick it up there. No crime,
right.
Okay?
You betcha.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
We heard, as we return to our topic last week, that all branches of the military would be enjoined to help with the pandemic. Now, these are shots that have not been tested with timely trial, but the emergency would warrant all major military branches to join with this. Our discussion today is about our borders, and specifically the southern border, wherein we have an invasion. And it seems there's such confusion. We speak of a broken system, and yet we have a system that is ignored purposely. And you were speaking about success in capturing many in Arizona recently, and Sheriff Arpaio. And then what did they tell that they were going to do with the folks?
Well, this has been going on for some time. Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been very successful in what they want to call sweeps. I guess that has a derogatory sound to it, so the Republic likes to call what he's doing is sweeps, okay? Very successful. But this most recent one shows the policy of the change in the policy of ICE, because he arrested about 70 illegal aliens that were here working and turned them over to ICE for deportation. And a great number of them ICE refused to accept, because when they checked their background, They had committed no crime that they knew of except sneaking into America illegally, so they wouldn't accept them. They had to simply turn them loose. So I then called some Border Patrol friends of mine in the supervisory position, and I said, well, does that mean that you guys can't arrest these people on the border anymore because that's the only crime they have committed? And they laughed and said, no, as long as we can catch them, like within 50 miles of the border for sneaking in, we can still apprehend them and deport them. But if they make it into our cities and settle in and get a job, that's a different story. Then they're home free unless they commit another crime.
Outrage.
Yep. Yep.
How sweet it is. How easy. I'm going to read an article, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. July 31, 2009, Salt Lake Tribune, and it's an article by Pamela Mausen, Mausen. They refer to a automobile crash of March 24, 2008, going east on Interstate 70 in and around Salina Canyon. The van veered, and there were two male passengers who died at the scene, and of course there were others who fled and all that. But this particular article has to do with Pineda Robles Valenzuela, something like that is his name, and he is a Mexican national, and he has now been sentenced to 15 months in prison, and he had brought in 10 additional Guatemalans in the van, and his charge is aiding in transportation. Now, note the date. It's March 24th, 2008, and we are now past March 2009. We're now July 31, 2009, and Pineda Robles is going to now go to prison for 15 months. And then when he serves in prison, he will be deported when his term is complete.
Sure, so he can come back in again.
My analysis of this is cost, money expended, and that would go to the taxpayer to pick up the bill. What is your assessment of this particular article?
It just shows more what a fiasco this whole darn thing is. I don't know. I'm running out of explanations because there doesn't seem to be. You just never know. Different agencies do enforce different laws and treat different crimes in different manners, and it's just totally insane. I don't know. I don't have any answers except to get this.
What I did learn from your statement last, preceding this, was that from the Border Patrol's perspective, if an illegal enters into the country and gets through a certain 50-mile zone...
Well, that's a muscle man. That's more or less 50 miles, but however long it takes for him to get settled in and get a job, then he's home free, unless he commits some other crime.
Well, you almost want to scream. Scream and tear your hair. Where is sensibility? It's long gone on this issue, right?
Well, darn it. Janet Napolitano, our new Secretary of Security, has said several times fairly recently that sneaking across our border is not a crime. And yet you can go to our laws and look it up, and it definitely is. So, yeah, I know. She's lying to us.
And a lot of people then listen, and they assume that's what is correct.
That's right.
Okay. For the next few minutes, if you would give us an idea or two, if you have one, of what we can do as citizens that might be listening across this nation, and if there's someone out there who has a request or a comment, we invite you to join with us here on Born on the 4th of July, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'd like to hear from you. How long could a great and wondrous nation survive what we are placing in front of it? Not very long, not very long at all. Maybe a generation or two is my prediction. Mr. Humphreys, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You didn't
Do you
ask
think
me
that's
question.
About right, a generation or a two, and we're gone?
Yes, I do. I do believe that, because there are so many people in this country now that really don't like America the way it is, and we've let a lot of them into elected office, and it's getting worse all the time. And is it now time for me to present some of my solutions, suggested solutions?
You bet.
Well, the most important one is to get the people out of office that are responsible for all of this, and get some people in office that are serious about protecting our nation and its sovereignty. And serious is a key word here, because they'll give you all kinds of lip service. Senator Kyle, for instance, I have a picture I'm looking at right now on my wall where I'm standing between Senator Kyle and Senator McCain. But my God, they've let me down so much since that photo was taken several years ago. Senator McCain's one of the nicest guys in the world, but he will compromise on almost anything. And when I complain to him about something, he always says, well, Mr. Humphreys, I'm working on it. Well, I want him to quit working on it, damn it, and get it done. But that's not what's happening. So, yeah, folks out there listening, get a cheap fax machine, or at least make phone calls. Both is even better. And start lambasting. Start raising hell with all your politicians that are really screwing up this nation. That's the answer. Because, you see, they have the authority. And we have to, we can't do much unless we replace them with other people of authority that think more like we do. And it's as simple as that. That's about the only thing I can think of.
The other thing I think is discussing with your neighbors, as you referred to the 7,000 murders and all of that terrible mayhem, and you know.
Join the Tea Parties too. Let's get some big forceful Tea Parties, because they're not very effective really unless they get a lot of media attention. And I don't know. I don't want to cross the line here about civil disobedience, but boy, I don't know. I think it's what we're looking at. Maybe going to have to happen.
Well, you know, I just happened to find myself in the last day or two in a experience of shopping in a spot, and I just was doing the numbers of who walked by me, and I thought, oh my gosh. Such an amazing amount of one particular country exposed here.
Definitely.
One after another. It was amazing, and I thought, in this experience, if I'm just doing the numbers in what I'm seeing in this last hour in this one locale, it has to tell me of the numbers that are here in Utah that are on the increase, unbelievable. I cannot put the blinders on. That has to be real. I'm seeing it myself. And so is this the desired way to maybe take the culture of this country and reestablish another culture? And there are those who think that is the momentum of many people in high office. They want the merging of America. They're like Napolitano. They turn their back on the law of the land and say something else that is not true. And therefore, many of our politicians are like the kids on the playground. Have you forgotten the bully or the one that seemed to be in charge? And everybody nodded their head and thinking, oh, well, I want to be like them. I want to be part of the group. Does that must go on in Congress, don't you think? Are you with me? I'm wondering if my guest has dropped again. Maybe we can get him back. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is an urgent moment. How long can you say, I won't think about that? I don't care about that. I'm really not looking at my little child that's going to go to kindergarten this year and look at what might be facing him. I don't have time to think of that. I don't know that that's my responsibility. Maybe I'll think about that tomorrow. And you look about you and you wonder from everybody's individual perspective, if you are thinking it's time for me to do something, when does that occur?
Yeah.
And Mr. Humphreys, out there right in that beautiful Arizona. I love Arizona, don't you?
Hot in the dickens right now, but yeah, I love it.
How hot is it today?
Well, I'm 4,700 feet, which is considerably higher than Tucson, but today it's only about 95. Tucson's a lot hotter than that.
Uh-huh. Well, we get there sometimes here in Utah as well.
But where was I? I was in the middle of talking about something. My memory is escaping.
We're talking about some solutions, and when do the folks decide that they're going to get the people out of office and speak out? And when is it their identity that it's their situation that they need to make a difference?
Okay,
we have Eddie in Ohio, and maybe he's got some ideas. You're on with Mr. Humphreys. I'm feeling better already, Richard, knowing that you're there by Tucson. Eddie
can
in Ohio, go for it.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, you betcha.
Yeah, listen, I hate to say this, but you're sort of like fighting a losing battle here because you are against an awesome lobby, okay? Let me explain for a minute. The government needs this large number of people in here so they can depress wages. The military needs a large number of people so they can use their children for cannon fodder. The government, the military, and industry needs this large number of people so they can depress wages. As for when are the native, the native born, the people that were born here, when are they going to wake up? Well, they have to realize that if somebody comes into this country and works for 30 cents an hour, I don't care where you work at, sooner or later you will end up working for 30 cents an hour. So, actually, I don't know what the answer is or when these people are going to wake up. If I could make one more comment, too, I resent very much the fact that somebody says that these people are doing the jobs that Americans won't do. If they were hungry enough, they'd do it. That's all I have to say, Barbara Jean. By the way, thank you for taking my call.
I agree with you.
We're happy. Stay with us for a minute. We'd like to know what's going on in Ohio. You've lost some jobs there, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm unemployed myself. This is the land that God forgot. There's nothing here but bacon boarded up homes. Crime is a monster. They just robbed a bank down the street, and they had a cop in it. They robbed him. My car's been stolen twice. You know, I was thinking about moving, actually, to go to some other country, you know. Maybe I'll go to Mexico.
Hold on a minute. We'll have Mr. Humphreys respond. Good information.
Well, I just appreciate everything you said, but I don't think he'd want to move to Mexico. No, I don't think he wants to move to Mexico. You know, let me bring up one comment. You brought up the change in our culture. Are you familiar? Well, I'll ask all my readers, most of our listeners. Most of you probably are not. There are two terms that have become very, very pertinent lately. One is Reconquista, and the other one is Aztlán. Aztlán is the area, it is now Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, part of Oklahoma, and that's the area that the Mexicans claim we gringos stole from them. They are taught this when they're from the time they're children in school, and even after they get out of school, their parents enforce this, that we stole this area that they call Aztlán. The word Reconquista means to reconquer it. And a lot of people will poo-poo the concept that these people are coming over to reconquer. Oh, they say, what are you coming from? You're a right-wing fringe nut, you know. But the fact of the matter is we have let so many millions of them come in now that even though they didn't come here for Reconquista, now that there are so many of them here, they look around and see how they're changing our culture and that it's getting to look more and more like Mexico all the time, that they say, hey, this is really pretty nice. So without deliberately trying to, they are reconquering. So there.
They truly are. And I just am always amazed that so many people are conditioned that if they had a discussion like you and I are having today, they are very uncomfortable, they're fearful, they think they're going to be termed a racist, and they do not want any part of that. And so they are unwilling to stand up for citizens' rights or say that they feel like they should have something provided for being a native-born American citizen. And
well, let me tell you. Let me tell this to our listeners, okay? I was born and raised in Coolidge, Arizona, with a great many Hispanic friends. I grew up with them. I went to school with them. I played sports with them. I chased girls with them. I drank beer with them, the whole thing. Then I got in the Air Force. I had a lot of Hispanic friends I flew with in the Air Force. Then I got into law enforcement. I had a lot of partners that were Hispanic. Great. Greatest thing, I would have married a beautiful Hispanic girl in Tucson, except she chose instead to go back to her ex-husband. So are you going to call me a racist? No, but I am very much against illegal immigration.
Barbara, can I say something?
You bet, Eddie.
Listen, I'm against illegal immigration, and if that makes me a racist, then I'm a racist. And by the way, I was in the force, so I got to hand it to anybody that was in the force, you know. Nothing beats the Air Force. I got to make one more comment here.
Okay,
you know, this...
I can hear some music here. I think we're going to go to break. If you'll stay with us, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
16% of those apprehended coming across the border have criminal records. And those are they that they can apprehend. And maybe two or three or four get through whenever one is caught. The information coming from Mr. Humphreys, who is astute on this article, and the information of Along the Border lives there. Thank you so much, Mr. Humphreys. And I know that we've got Eddie on Ohio still. And a closing comment from you. We've got about time for that, about
okay.
4 minutes, I guess. Thank you so much for being on. So
my
take
pleasure.
It from there, Mr. Humphreys. And Eddie, if you're still with us, just chime in with whatever question or comment you have.
I just want to make a real quick comment. there is this thing called the Council of La Raza. Okay? That actually translates to the race.
See?
Just imagine if a bunch of white people said, you know, started a group saying, save our race. I mean, this La Raza thing sounds like a 1939 neo-Nazi slogan. This is just madness. I don't even know what to say, honestly, you know. Go ahead. I'm going to just listen for 2 minutes because I'm on the road and I don't want to miss your program, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, Eddie, I know about La Raza, the Council of La Raza, and you're absolutely right. It's they're the ones that came up with this concept of Aztlán and Reconquista. Then we have other organizations called Mecha that's just about as bad. And, boy, you should hear some of the quotes of the people that founded those about taking back this country. And if the gringos don't like it, they better get out of here. We're going to kill them. I mean, it's really, really, really gets to be something. But, you know, as I told you before, this is so complex, and I've been at this for so long, that I could talk hour after hour after hour and still not cover everything. So I think we're just about out of time, and I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. I think that everyone has the right to my opinion, of course. And for those people, one closing shot. Those people that really want to know about the fence, they should call Glenn Spencer at the American Border Patrol, not the U.S. Border Patrol, but the American Border Patrol, at 803-7703. He flies the border on a weekly basis and takes beautiful photographs of what we're doing building the fence and, more importantly, not building it. Very instructive.
Very important, and the pictures are so helpful. So go to that website as well. And you gave that number. Would you give it again, please?
It's area code 520-803-7703. And his name is Glenn Spencer.
Well, see, I'm happy he's down there. I always feel better. And I've got somebody else, Richard Humphreys. You're close by. And certainly David Stoddard. I feel like I am better protected because of your being involved.
And well, Barbara, come see me. Come see me.
I'll be delighted to do that. I have
Bring some friends. Friends. Bring lots of friends. Bring lots of friends.
All right. And, you know, I'm always impressed when a congressman and even state leaders take the trek to the border. It's very enlightening. And gracious hosts like you do invite those kind of folks to come and see. And I would assume that McCain has been to the border, though he doesn't sound like it.
Oh, I get. Well, yeah, you see, the problem is when most of our elected leaders, almost all of them, when they come to the border, they make a prearranged trip with Border Patrol, and they get a big dog and pony show. They don't see the reality. They get Border Patrol wants to impress them with how effective, whatever. So they don't get the reality of the border when they come down here because they don't talk to the local people. They talk to the authorities.
I have a question. The Border Patrol, someone out there with his white van or whatever, with green markings that I saw,
right.
Do they carry a gun?
Oh, you bet they do.
They carry a gun. Are they allowed to shoot the gun, or do they have to call an officer before they can shoot?
No, they could definitely shoot in self-defense, but and it's getting to be a little, now that they're getting shot at more all the time, things are getting a little looser about what they're allowed to do. But, you know, we had two Border Patrol agents in prison for a long time.
That's right.
Right, right.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure, and certainly the audience, to listen and hear from you. So thanks for being on Born on the 4th of July, and we'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Goodbye.
You bet.
With recent